I'm interviewing Mrs. Julie Barrow at 856 Berkeley Avenue. I am Katrina Fuller. May I ask your name?
My name is Julie Barrow. My maiden name was Fox. And I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, but I was raised in Providence, Rhode Island. My school background is that of a high school. I do not have a college degree. And I came back to Connecticut in just before the World War II. My two brothers, Peter Fox and John, both served in World War II overseas. My brother in Panama and my older brother in Germany. Both were very fortunate and came home without having any accidents, and both are still very much active with the veterans and all. My main place that I lived was in the South End. I lived on Atlantic Street, and before that I lived on Park Place, which is now University Drive. My in-laws had a large home there, which we used to rent to students of the University of Bridgeport when they first moved down into the South End, before they had dormitories. And then we built a home on Atlantic Street, which is on the corner of Atlantic and Arniston. Right now on the corner there are two dorms for University of Bridgeport. Our home is still there, though, our small home. My in-laws, Mr. and Mrs. Alex Barrow, sold their property to the University of Bridgeport, and their where the science Dana Science Hall is, that was the former Bureau property. The South End at that time had many large homes, which of course the university had taken over most of them, and most of the people that lived in them have either passed away or moved out into Fairfield or Westport or Greenwich, or Greenfield Hill. Most of the homes have been converted to dorms and libraries for the University of Bridgeport. Most of Seaside Park was the playground of the South Enders. It still is very much used by the South Enders, but it is not as freely used as it used to be. The university uses it more or less as a campus, and I found when I was there, having five children, that we spent much time down at the park, and it was very interesting to see the university college students do all their track and their work down there. The park is now not as nice as it was because it is not being kept up the way it used to be. And people are abusing it because they, at one time you could not have picnics down there with fires and things. Now people bring their burners down there and they leave too much debris. At one time people went with a picnic and they cleaned up their stations, but now people just leave everything. The park is not a thing to behold. Plus with the burning of the city dumping ground down there, Seaside Park has really gone downhill, although they have done a lot of work to improve it. Once the dump is stopped, I believe we'll have a beautiful park there, and once again the people from the north end and east side and all over will come back to the park. But right now I think it's mostly used by the south end residents, and that's it. I think that there's a lot to be done down there yet, and there should be more police patrolling down there. I also do not approve of the midway that they have down there. I don't think it adds anything to the park. And now The South End had a lot of lovely 2 and 3 family homes there that were owned and lived in by the owners. Recently, I think everyone has rented them out to renters who do not take care of the property, and the South End has really been badly abused by people that have moved into it. The school system, Jefferson School, is no longer there. At one time we had the Bridgeport Herald, but I understand that now is going to be renovated into a nice nightclub or something to that effect. University Square at one time was all of Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers did keep their property very well maintained. All through the South End, there have been some families that have stayed, and they are renovating, and the South End is beginning to have a very, very nice comeback. There's a lot of cleaning up to be done down there, but I do believe that it will take another 10 or 15 years to have the South End really look like it used to look.
Could you tell me something about Pleasure Beach?
Yes, when my youngsters were young, which is going back 40 years, my oldest boy is 40, Pleasure Beach was the playground for all youngsters. It had amusement rides, and it had a beautiful beach, which it still does have, but not too many people take advantage of it. You could go over there and rent a boat at Purcell's Dock and go fishing off the dock there, or you could rent a boat and go out in the water and just do about anything. They had a lovely dance hall there where the young people could go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and have the big bands. And they had a roller skating rink where you could go roller skating. They had all sorts of amusements and food concessions. It was a lovely place to take your family, and the Board of Education, on the last day of school, all the children with the highest marks could bring their report card over and go on all the rides. It was a very lovely place, and it did have a lot of entertainment for the residents of Bridgeport. However, that too was neglected and run down and then finally dismantled. The only thing that keeps Pleasure Beach going is the fact that a group of local aspiring actors and actresses formed the Polka Dot Playhouse, which is not really supported that well with the people in Bridgeport. There is a lot of talent in our city, and a lot of our teachers from the different schools and all have tried to encourage these youngsters to go for it and try to their hand at acting and all, and some of them do. I've been over there several times, and the plays are very worthwhile seeing.
The Polka Dot Playhouse. It's for actors and
actresses. Aspiring actors and actresses. That was the original start of it. Now, I don't know how they're going at it now, but that's how it really started. I happen to know my two girls were at Andrew Ward at the time, and they had a very, very good teacher, a drama teacher, and he encouraged them, and they did put on a few plays over. They were in a few plays over there. One very good one that I remember that they were in was My Fair Lady. So,
what really destroyed Pleasure Beach?
It was neglect. I mean, the rides were getting old, and they didn't take care of them, and then they could not. People were not that well off that they could afford there was a recession, they call it, and people could not afford to maintain the riding and the, you know, using Pleasure Beach. And that way, some of the rides got so deteriorated that they just let them go. And then the insurance on it, I believe, is one of the main factors. Insuring the rides was one of the main factors that the people had to give it all up. I understand we still have the carousel over there, which is going to be restored.
Oh, What is that?
That's the merry-go-round. And they have the original wooden horses. And I understand there are some gentlemen that are willing to restore it just to revive the carousel over there. So,
do you know anything about Lingwood Island? Lingwood Island?
Lingwood Island? No.
Could you tell me something about Beardsley Park?
Beardsley Park is another was another beautiful park that we had. And when I was a young girl, we used to go to Beardsley Park and swim at Bunnell Pond, which is now closed because they did have several drownings there. But at one time, Beardsley Park and Bunnell Pond was a municipal bathing area where the people from the area there, I guess they call it Trumbull now, could swim at Beardsley Park. And they did patrol it with lifeguards and all. Then when, of course, when they cut the thruway through, that sort of spoiled that too. But Beardsley Park at one time had a wonderful zoo. Yeah, that was quite a thing there to go up to the zoo for a Saturday or in the spring and all. And they have done many, many good things to Beardsley Park. For instance, the flower gardens up there, people talk about them. People in Bridgeport don't appreciate it, but people come from out of town to see the flower gardens there. And also, the Christmas Village that the police athletic maintain, and they put that up for the children at to see that at Christmas time. Beardsley Park is still a beautiful park. It's a natural park, and the city does maintain it very elegantly.
You think it's better than Seaside Park?
Well, I think both parks have equal beauty. Seaside has its own beauty because it was it has the sound. And it has, I don't know what the acreage is, but that free beach down there. And if you go into New York, you cannot find anything as beautiful or up and down. I would say from Maine to Florida, Seaside Beach, the Seaside Park Beach is just one of the finest.
Could you tell me anything about the theaters in Bridgeport?
Well, State Street, though it doesn't seem as though it does, that it would have, but at one time there were three theaters on State Street. We had the West End. In the West End, we had the Liberty across the street from the West End. We also had a beautiful bowling alley there. right now I believe the bowling alley is being used as a church. But then downtown we had what was called the Cameo Theater, which later became, and it would be just about where Lafayette Bank is. No, I guess it's up a little further than that, up where the Crossroad Mall is. We had the Cameo Theater, which later became the Warner Brothers Theater. And then down on Main Street, we have the two theaters that are still there, the Majestic and the Polize. And up further we had the Strand. And further up Main Street we had the Rialto. So right now, if you want to go to the movies, you have to go out to Orange or
yeah.
or out to Black Rock or so.
Why did the theaters close
down? The people did not support them at that time. And I mean, I guess after World War II, the theater was not producing good movies, or people just didn't go anymore. I happened to have gone to the movies the other night, and we had to wait an hour to get in line for an hour to get, but it was out in Orange, which of course they're drawing from New Haven and West Haven, Milford and all, they're getting all that. But I don't think that there is enough people would attend the downtown theater unless they would play some decent movies. At one time, Saturday and Sunday was when you went to the movies with your family. Your father and mother took you to the movies and you stopped in on, there was a a confectioner store called the Boston Candy Kitchen, and you'd stop in there and have your ice cream. That was a big night, you know. And they just—it's a whole new way of living now. People don't do those things anymore.
Well, do you think that they'll rebuild at least one or two of the movies?
I think that to revitalize downtown Bridgeport, I think they should renovate both the Majestic and the Police Theater, and that would bring the people back downtown. Because people still like to go out to see a good movie, and I think that's what it is. But I don't think it's just renovating the theaters. I think it's getting some good movies going, because people are a little bit tired of watching television now and staying home every night. And that was proved to me. I haven't been to movies in 7 years, but we went Sunday night, and I couldn't believe all the people out at a movie. I thought we'd be the only ones there.
But the Crossroad Mall, it didn't bring in a lot of people?
A Crossroad Mall, for some reason or other, failed. And I do think it's because they did not have the security there. They did have nice stores. But when a New York store like Gimbel's cannot make money in a city like Bridgeport, and yet you can go out to Milford, and those, the mall out there in Milford is just jam-packed. But they do have they have security there, and I don't think that they had enough security at Crossroad Mall to keep the rascals and all intact. That's what it amounts to. I mean, because there was purse snatching and all, and you know. When you get your purse snatched once, you won't go back the second time, and that's what was going on. And I understand they had a lot of car thieves in the parking lot. So people are afraid to park their car, because how do they get them out without the tickets? You know, or do they just say, I lost the ticket, and pay for it, and they get out of the parking lot? So it had to be poor management on the part of the complete mall. And that's what I feel. That's why it was a failure. So.
Yeah, because it's like they built that so people could come in.
So that they could come into Bridgeport, and then of course they put the courthouse on Main Street, which spoiled Main Street completely. I mean, downtown Main Street, you just don't feel you want to go look at the courthouse. Downtown Main Street meant stores and retail shops and sweet shops and all, but downtown Main Street now is junk stores and nothing. You can't find what you want really down on Main Street anymore. So, but I do think with this new hotel coming in, with the parking facilities and all, and
where will it be?
That will be right on the corner of Main and Fairfield. But at one time, Main Street had Howland's, where the courthouse is. That was Howland's. And there was another store next to Howland's, was called Smith & Murray's. And then across from that were the, there's the parking space there that had about 25 or 30 stores, you know, little stores, jewelry shops and men's stores. And there was the United Cigar store there, or Rexall Drug Store. And then down a little further, there was a place called Loft's Candy Kitchen, where you could go in and get Loft's candies and things like that. And there was a soda store there where you could have ice cream sodas. We don't even have an ice cream soda shop downtown anymore. And there was a lovely bakery on Main Street. And then across from that, we had Grant's and Woolworth's. And where Woolworths is now, there's just a drugstore there. Woolworths had 5 floors there with a complete bake shop. They did have a 99-year lease, but I don't know. They must be paying on the lease, but they're not utilizing it. And then across from that, we had a lovely department store, which was in comparison to Alexander's. It was called Levitt's Department Store. And you could get everything there, including at one time they had a meat market in the basement of it. So Bridgeport had everything.
You didn't have to go outside.
You didn't have to go out of town for anything. You could just get on the bus. And at that, when I first came, you could ride the Grey Line bus for 5 cents. And it would take you from Seaside Park to the General Electric for 5 cents. I worked in the General Electric, and I used to take it from Park Avenue. I used to take it to the General Electric. So the city itself was really, it will never come back the way it was, but it was beautiful. It was the most fantastic city. You could get anything you wanted, and there was lovely eating places, and there was no, you didn't have to leave the town at all to do anything. It was all right downtown Main Street, as we say.
that's kind of remarkable that everything was here, but now the city has just...
It has nothing. Yeah, the city has nothing there. Yeah.
Do you think that if enough people got together that they could, you know, try to make, you know, some...
Well, I think the city fathers are on the right track now. They're building a new hotel, which we badly need. We only have the Holiday Inn, or the Sheraton, as it's called now. But with the new hotel, and I believe they're going to have a convention center in it. And that should bring people back downtown. What we do need down there are some good eating places, and I'm not talking about McDonald's and Wendy's. And we have the beautiful Ocean Sea Grill, which has never stopped serving excellent food, and we need a few more places like that. Now, the Ferry Boat Junction was here. That was fantastic. Why they let that get out of the city, that's ridiculous, because that was really something. Well, they had a right at the where the dock is. They had a big boat they brought in. They renovated it. It was a nightclub, and it was a fine place to go and eat. But they moved. They took it back to New Jersey for repairs, and they never brought it back. So,
oh my goodness.
So.
Were you living in Bridgeport during the time of the Vietnam War?
The Vietnam War, yes, I was, but my children were all either too young or too old to be involved in it.
Oh, do you know any kind of major changes that it had on Bridgeport? Or did it affect Bridgeport at all?
No, I don't know of anything in particular. I wouldn't have anything that I could add about it, you know.
What about the Korean War?
Or that either. The war affects you when you have people in it, and if you are involved in it that way, then it kind of makes an indent on your memory. But I know the war was there, and we were all horrified by it and unhappy about it, but I didn't have anyone in my family. My family was either too young or too old to be in it, so... But that's all.
So it wasn't like, because sometimes like there's out of work or, you know, something.
Well, it didn't affect our business because, as I say, real estate is our business. And so, you know, we have the slump period now, but our slump periods are because of the mortgages, not the wars and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Although, one thing I will say, what Bridgeport could use is some nice housing. I don't mean these tall, high-rise apartments. I think if we're going to build housing for the needy and the elderly, they should be townhouse-type houses where people can have the dignity of keeping their own front porch clean and their own backyard clean and not everybody else's.
I know.
You like that?
Yeah, that's one problem.
That's the problem, because you get 25 people walking through the hall, and 25 people are going to drop something, and nobody's going to pick it up. But you drop something in your own hall, you're going to pick it up. So that's my theory on housing.
But why did they build so many apartment houses?
Well, we had the first major apartment housing in Connecticut that they ever built was right just about before World War One. They just completed them around just before World War One, and that was called Yellow Mill Village, which is now Father Panic. Now, that was the first housing, large housing that we had. Housing on Connecticut Avenue and the housing in Seaside Village were built during World War One. It was to house the war workers, the people that were working in defense plants. But the first major housing that I remember that they built was the Father Panic Village, which, as I say, was at one time Yellow Mill. They moved all the people out of there, which was predominantly Slovak, Polish, and, well, I would say that was mostly Slovak, Polish, and Irish people. They moved them out. When the apartments were built, they moved the people from... They had to put their names in, I guess. I don't know how they did this, but they moved a lot of the people from the north end up around Reservoir Avenue and all. There was a lot of homes up there that had to come out because they were planning for the thruway and all. And they put all those people in Yellow Mill Village. Then they built P.T. Barnum Village. And those places were gorgeous. I mean... And then they moved the people from the east side over to the west side, and the people from the north end to the east end. Then they built the P.T. Barnum. Yeah, P.T. Barnum up in Trumbull. And they moved all these people around. I don't think, you see, most of the people that moved into these homes were out-of-towners that came to Connecticut to work for defense plants and stayed because they liked it when they came. We had a lot of southern people that came and they liked it and they stayed because the weather is never that really too cold here. I mean, because we're on the sound. We're 10 degrees warmer than they are inland, so it's not too bad in this area. And all these places that they built to put a lot of people in one area. While they tore down another area and then moved it. This is not a good way to deal with people. This is not a good life for people because people want their own individuality. They do not want to live with hundreds of other people, you know. And so that's why I think these apartments are very, very bad. And I think that's what killed the city. Because you have one area that you can't walk through town out of fear of your life. You go up on Washington Avenue there, you're afraid to go up there or walk around that way because they have people there that don't work and they're out there on the corners just drinking and all, and they don't care about the other people. You know, they just, it's a bad situation. There aren't enough jobs for all the people in Bridgeport either. A lot of our factories are moving out because the taxes are so high. A lot of factories have closed. We had a lot of people that worked for Singers. We had a lot of people that worked for Underwood. And all those companies closed down. So that means that there's a lot of people here that have to live in this government-type home because they can get it for a reasonable rent. But it's not good living for them. So I personally would like to see them tear them all down and make row houses, as I said. I think they'd need more land, but there's a lot of land out there that's going to waste.
Was there a lot of prejudice in the neighborhood, in the community?
A lot of what?
Prejudice.
No, I don't think so. You know, our schools were always integrated here. We never had, there was a segregation where colored people lived on one side and the Irish people lived in another side and the Hungarians lived in another side. But that was because there was a language barrier, but all the foreigners had their own little groups. But the one thing they didn't have the signs posted in Hungarian or Gaelic or anything. It was all American. You had to learn to speak English. And I think if they'd stop posting everything in Spanish, and I have nothing against the Spanish people because I have a lot of friends that are Spanish, but I think they'd catch on faster, and it would eliminate a lot of extra teachings, you know, because they would learn to speak English like the Italians had to, and the French had to, and the Irish had to, and the Puerto Ricans come in and they don't have to learn. They put everything in Spanish now. And that is, to me, that's not fair. But I think that there, as far as prejudice or integration, we always had integration in the public school here. It's just that the people moved out of the area. And so that brought on, if they all moved over here and the school was here, they went to the school over there. But now they're busing the children and all. And of course, I'm out of that. But if I were a mother, they would bus my child out of my neighborhood, because I was a mother that stayed home. And I'm sure, I don't care who it is, I don't care if it's a Spanish lady or an Italian lady or a Puerto Rican lady, she wants to know that if something happens to her child, she can get to that child in 2 minutes. And that was the purpose of the school being in your district, so that if your child got sick, mother would be told, or if the child was a little child, they'd say, all right, you take Johnny Jones home, or you take this little boy home to his mother or something. But today, the child may be in trouble to school, and the kid gets sick, and the mother's working, what happens to these children? So, but I don't think there was that much. But I think there's a lot going on now that shouldn't be, you know. So, is that how is what's good? You go to BASIC, don't you? Yeah. Well, see, in the high schools they don't worry that much about it. I don't think they bus any children in high school, do they? No.
Do you know anything about Bassett High School? Like, you know, how it was then? Because now it's, you know, all corrupt and everything.
Well, I think, let's see, I don't think, no, my son only went there a short while. He went to Cheshire Academy, but I think when he went, it was, and that's going back 25, let me see. About 22 years ago, I guess. But when he went, it was still a fairly good school. I don't know what it's like inside now. I haven't been in there. Hello, come right in. I don't really know what it's like now, but is it in bad shape? Yeah. We were just coming by the new school here, and I said, I think it's going to be a beautiful school, but I do hope they have some security there, because it's a shame if they let this one go down, you know. I was in Central not too long ago. It's not in bad shape. I heard a lot of stories about it, but I didn't think it was in bad shape. Of course, I only went into the gym. They had a dance there and all, so. But that's all. So.
Thank you for all your time.
Okay. Can I hear some of this back? My God, I probably sound like...